This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Violent demonstrations broke out on Sunday in several Tunisian cities as protesters expressed anger at the struggles of the North African nation's health, economic, and social situation. Thousands of people defied virus restrictions and scorching heat to demonstrate in the capital of Tunis and other cities. The largely young crowds chanted slogans calling for the dissolution of Parliament and early elections. Security forces deployed in force and police blocked all streets leading to the main artery of the capital. Police also set up around Parliament, preventing demonstrators from accessing it. Tear gas was used to disperse some demonstrators, throwing projectiles at officers, and several arrests were made. A Japanese skateboarder claimed a piece of Olympic history as the host nation enjoyed a bit of a gold rush at the Tokyo Games on Sunday, while France inflicted the first defeat on the men's USA basketball team since 2004. There were 18 gold medals up for grabs, including the first ever in skateboarding, one of several new sports introduced in Tokyo in a bid to attract younger fans. The upsets extended to tennis as well on Sunday, with Australian world number one Ashley Barty crashing out of the first round of the women's tennis singles. And two top golfers are the latest to test positive for COVID-19 and will miss the games. World number one Spain's Jon Rahm and the U.S.'s Bryson DeChambeau. In gymnastics, U.S. superstar and defending champion Simone Biles produced a rusty performance in qualifying, making several surprise mistakes in a near-empty arena. But Biles can still take multiple gold medals in Tokyo with finals still upcoming. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Croatian authorities say a bus swerved off a highway and crashed early Sunday after the driver apparently fell asleep, killing 10 people and injuring at least 44 others, some of them seriously. The crash happened around 6 a.m. local time on a highway between Croatia's capital and the Serbian border. Authorities said an investigation led to the arrest of the driver of the bus after he apparently lost control of the vehicle after briefly falling asleep. A local prosecutor told the media the bus driver admitted he dozed off. Officials said the bus was carrying 67 passengers, including children and two drivers, one of whom died in the crash. The local police chief described it as one of the worst accidents he'd ever seen. China's commercial hub Shanghai and neighboring coastal regions canceled all flights, slowed or suspended subway trains, and shuttered businesses as a typhoon made landfall on Sunday, bringing flooding and toppling around 1,000 trees. The storm is hitting as central China is still reeling from record flooding that killed at least 63, cut off power, and forced the relocation of more than 1 million people. The Shanghai government said it would slow its subway trains and suspend some lines as other areas canceled all underground trains. Flooding in the central Chinese city of Zhengzhou last week killed 12 people who were trapped in the subway system. Indian officials Sunday raised the death toll there to 127 from flooding and landslides triggered by heavy monsoon rains, with rescuers searching for dozens more missing. The country's western coast has been hammered by torrential rain since Thursday, with forecasters warning of further downpours over the next few days. Flooding and landslides are common during India's treacherous monsoon season, but experts say climate change is leading to more rain. One official says south of Mumbai, water levels rose to nearly 20 feet or 6 meters on Thursday after 24 hours of uninterrupted rain. Another claims an area nearby reported 594 millimeters of rain on Friday, the highest since the start of records a century ago. Experts say an unusually large meteor briefly lit up skies above southern Norway on Sunday, creating a spectacular sound and light display as it rumbled across the sky, and a bit of it may have hit Earth, possibly not far from the capital Oslo. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. Sightings began around 1 a.m. local time, with video on social media showing at least one bright flash. The Norwegian Meteor Network on Sunday said it was analyzing the video footage and other data to look for the meteor's origin and destination. It says that early data showed it traveled about 15 to 20 kilometers per second, lit up the night for 5 to 6 seconds, and was likely a large rock traveling between Mars and Jupiter. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.